The Apostle John, in the beginning of his Gospel, presents Jesus as the Word, and he presents him as a paradox. A paradox is an apparent contradiction, but is nonetheless true because of some additional truth that is known. For example, a man may tell you that he has a black car. Then he might tell another person he has a white car. Well, this is a contradiction. The man either has a white car or a black car. But if we introduce an additional truth, additional knowledge into those two statements, that the man has a two-tone car, that it is both black and white, then those contradicting statements become true because we have additional knowledge. The car can be both black and white. John opens like this in his Gospel. Chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, the Logos, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. So we get an apparent contradiction in this statement, that the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You can't really be both. I can't be with someone and be that someone. But additional knowledge is given to us about Jesus Christ, because John goes down in his Gospel in the 14th verse and says this, "And the Word," that is referring to Jesus, the Logos, "and the Word was made flesh and lived among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." This is the God-man come to us. Fully God, fully man. And when we contemplate that, we contemplate the nature of Jesus Christ, then we come to love him more. And we come to see the necessity of following him. You cannot leave Jesus alone. You must accept or reject him. And by ignoring him, you reject him. This is the God of the universe. This is the one that holds everything together, that created everything that's around us, that created us, that formed our DNA, that knew us before we were ever born. And he has come into the flesh for our sakes. Praise Jesus. Give him all of your praise, but more importantly than that, serve him, obey him, and receive him as Savior. And be thankful that you have a Savior and that what he says is true and real. For this is God with us, Emmanuel. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I praise your name. May your name be hallowed in my thinking and in my speech. But also let me hallow the name of Jesus, the Word become flesh. This is not a philosophy that I follow, Lord. This is not the example of a virtuous person that I'm following. But I am following, and I am the servant of the Creator of the universe, of the one who brings order and reason in the universe, who holds it together, who is made flesh and came and lived among us and suffered and died on the cross to justify me before a holy God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord Jesus, and the sacrifice that you made. And may I always keep in mind that I am a follower and a servant of Jesus Christ, my King. In his name I pray. Amen.